From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao struck a mostly cooperative tone when they appeared before reporters in Beijing today. But President Obama challenged Hu to resume talks quickly with representatives of the Dalai Lama. That was a rare note of discord in a mostly positive meeting between the two leaders. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama raised the subject of the exiled Tibetan leader directly with China's president. He also stressed the U.S. commitment to human rights for all of China's ethnic and religious minorities. For the most part, though, Mr. Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao focused on areas where their countries can cooperate. That includes a commitment to more balanced trade, with Chinese customers buying more products made in America.
This will lead to increased U.S. exports and jobs on the one hand, and higher living standards in China on the other.
The two men also agreed to pursue progress on climate change and to work together to stop the spread of nuclear weapons in North Korea and Iran. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Beijing.
On Iran, President Obama said Tehran has a clear and immediate choice.
Iran has an opportunity to present and demonstrate its peaceful intentions, but if it fails to take this opportunity, there will be consequences.
Mr. Obama said China and the U.S. have agreed that Iran must be more transparent. The Chinese president took a softer tone. He stressed the need to keep diplomatic channels open on the nuclear dispute with Iran. International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors say Iran may be hiding more secret nuclear sites in addition to the one it revealed in September. In a new report, the IAEA says that facility is further along than Iran admitted. Terry Schultz has more.
Inspectors conclude the new Fordo plant near the city of Qom has been under construction for several years, while Iran only admits to beginning in 2007. This lack of transparency, the IAEA says, means it can't rule out there are other such sites, which Iran is required by the United Nations to declare. The nuclear watchdog is traditionally very cautious, so analyst Olivier Guita says this critical assessment of Tehran's activities should help convince the governments of Russia and China, who are hesitant to support more UN sanctions on Tehran.
The Russians could not say it's a U.S. body or an EU body that is pushing their agenda at this point.
The inspectors estimate the new plant will be able to produce about a ton of enriched uranium per year, starting in 2011. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Asian stock markets were mostly lower, and shares in Europe were lower as trading got underway there today. The modest losses follow yesterday's strong rally on Wall Street, prompted by a stronger-than-expected rebound in retail sales. Oil prices are losing ground. They hovered below $79 a barrel in Asian trading today. You're listening to NPR News. A government watchdog says the multi-billion dollar bailout of the financial services giant American International Group was mishandled. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
Neil Barofsky, the special inspector general for the $700 billion bailout, says it's quite possible the government also overpaid other banks to wind down AIG's business ties. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, run at the time by now Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, paid AIG's business partners full face value for securities so they would cancel their insurance contracts, AIG had written in an effort to help ease the firm's money problems. Barofsky's report says at least one of the partner banks offered to cancel the contract for less. And that means officials could have spent billions of dollars less than they did to cancel debt insurance contracts with banks such as Goldman Sachs Group. AIG, the largest insurer in the world, was considered so tied up with other companies that if it failed, it would pull down the entire financial system. Instead, the government decided to save the company with taxpayer dollars and government guarantees. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The crew of the space shuttle Atlantis has some work to do this morning. They'll be using a boom to check the ship's thermal shielding for any signs of damage. NASA says a preliminary check of images from yesterday's launch shows nothing to worry about, but officials have been cautious ever since the Columbia disaster 6 years ago. Atlantis is on its way to the International Space Station. It's scheduled to arrive there tomorrow. The shuttle is carrying some 14 tons of spare parts for the station. Its 11-day flight will keep the crew in orbit over Thanksgiving. I'm Giles Snyder. And this is NPR News from Washington.